It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Most times, the only thing that stands between someone who wants to buy a gun and getting that gun is a form called the 4473. Once someone fills it out, it goes to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. When it's approved, the gun is sold, but there's a crack in this system. As Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports for the Texas Standard, gun buyers who lie about their past have little to fear.
The system is only as good as the information and resources put into it.
Josh Horwitz is the executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. He says the NICS has some serious weaknesses when it comes to spotting and stopping someone dangerous.
If they say, actually, no, in fact, there was someone lying on the form, it's very difficult for ATF to go out in the field and enforce that because they don't have the resources.
For anyone who wants to buy a gun from a licensed dealer, they have to answer 15 questions on the 4473. Are you under indictment? Are you a felon? Were you dishonorably discharged? Have you ever been committed to a mental institution? Lying on the 4473 is a felony that could lead to 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. So that would seem like a strong deterrent to anyone who wants to test the system. But that would depend on how likely the penalty is enforced. According to a recently released audit by the Government Accountability Office, that rarely happens. In 2017, there were over 8.6 million applications to purchase a gun. That resulted in about 112,000 denials. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives investigated 12,710 of those. And how many were prosecuted? 12. That means of all of the investigations, 0.09% were taken to court.
If you're that sort of nefarious person, there's really not a penalty.
That's Jill Switzer. She's the executive director of Texas Gun Sense. She said someone who is legally prohibited from owning a firearm but who really wants to buy a gun can weigh the odds and lie and try.
Federal folks are not at all good at following up on the federal level of lie and try.
This has allowed some to buy guns that they're not supposed to be able to buy. And among those who successfully got their hands on a gun, Devin Patrick Kelly, better known as the Sutherland Springs mass shooter.
Welcome back. We're following this breaking news out of Sutherland Springs, Texas, a shooting taking place at the First Baptist Church there.
On November 5th, 2017, Kelly approached a group of Sunday worshipers and opened fire. With a semi-automatic rifle he bought at an Academy Sporting Goods store in San Antonio, where he was required to fill out a 4473 background form. 2 years before, Kelly had been court-martialed, imprisoned, and dismissed from the Air Force with a bad conduct discharge for domestic violence, and he had been confined to a mental health facility. Any one of those events would have denied Kelly the gun that he wanted, but he lied on his form, and he had little to fear because of it. And because the Air Force didn't enter Kelly's records into the National Criminal Background Check database, Kelly got his gun. The GAO report pointed out that the ATF doesn't have enough people to adequately police the large number of 4473 false statements, and even with the resources, getting convictions is tough.
It's extremely difficult to prove that someone knowingly and willingly made a false statement on the 4473.
Greta Goodwin is the director of the GAO Homeland Security and Justice Team. She said if a prospective buyer is repeatedly rejected, that makes proving a violation a lot easier. Because of the ATF's manpower problem, 13 states have taken up the slack. They are investigating and prosecuting individuals who knowingly give false statements. In 2017, Pennsylvania's Attorney General's office logged 472 convictions compared to the 12 prosecutions from the feds.
Texas was one of the bigger states for denials.
Goodwin said, Texas is not a state that investigates or prosecutes 4473 falsifiers. In a statement, the Texas Attorney General's office said this is a crime that is prosecuted at the federal level. But State Representative Gina Hinojosa is working to change that. The Austin Democrat filed a bill in the last legislative session and has filed a similar bill in the coming session that will give local district attorneys the authority to prosecute those who lie on the 4473.
What this bill says is that it would be a state violation of law, a misdemeanor, to lie in a background check to try to get a gun, hence lie and try.
Hinojosa said gun rights advocates opposed her last bill. They said it was unnecessary because violations were handled at the federal level. But according to the GAO's report, a 0.09 prosecution rate does suggest that closing the lie and try loophole needs some help in Texas.
This is about keeping guns out of the hands of people we have already established should not have them.
David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.